But delete sections 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, and 7A.
Could you summarize that?
And that those are those sections that change the allocation formula.
Madam Chairman.
But it is done.
So you're saying that we should go ahead and raise the money and distribute it on the current formula. But yesterday, I understood, Greg Miller to say that the state really has enough money to take care of its maintenance needs, and their share will go into new projects. And yet, all I need to do is drive out any direction over a county road, and I can see terrible, terrible needs to repair county roads. Hmm. So, while you may have a point, I guess, in saying that we don't have a good grasp on who needs it most at the county level or whether the cities need it more than the counties, just from observation of where I drive, I can see that the counties do need, the counties that I'm familiar with at least, need the money very, very badly. Hmm.
I'm not going to argue that, Representative Screen, but let me try a response. One county in this state earlier this year decided to send its county road personnel and its equipment down to the banks of a river that goes through the county and moved thousands of yards of earthen material that had been dredged from that river and deposited along the banks of the river onto another piece of property owned by the county that is a park that has been bought and purchased and planned to be used for park purposes. The news article that we read reported that that was going to be the site of a new planned motel resort complex. The equipment never traveled on a county road. The expense that was incurred in doing this had absolutely nothing to do with road purposes. We questioned it with the county involved and now have a communication from the district attorney of the county saying, whoops, the general fund of the county is going to have to repay the road fund of the county for the expense incurred. In my testimony, I talk about haves and have-nots under the current system. I think in changing this formula, the allocation formula, in fact, the problem between the haves and have-nots is going to be compounded greatly.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, sure. Representing Schoon and then representing Hugo.
Well, I'd really be interested in knowing what county that was, because I have a feeling it wasn't one of the ones that are very close around here. Mm-hmm. But if it's embarrassing to you, you don't need to tell us. But on the other hand, it seems like we're caught between the choice of two evils. Either give it all to the state, which doesn't need it for maintenance, or give it to all of the counties, knowing that there may be a few timber counties that don't need it as badly as others.
Was that Washington County?
No, it was not. It was
Washington
Douglas
County.
County
had a similar problem.
It was Douglas County.
Sure. Pardon?
It was Douglas County.
Okay. Representative Markham's on the just outside, and I thought we ought to call him in. He wants to.
Mike, do I
raise the taxes
too?
I got it. Did you want Representative Trainer?
Representative Hugo.
No, I'll
I'm sorry.
I was just trying to comment to Representative Schoon that there is another option, and that is not to raise the tax.
There is that option.
Appreciate that, Representative Trainer.
Occasionally overlooked.
Thank you, Jack. Appreciate your being here. Al Wilson is next, and he has indicated he will be brief, and then we will close the hearing on this bill, and then Representative Anderson and Representative Markham will testify. Al, appreciate you being here, and we're sorry that you've come back twice.
Al Wilson, Associated Oregon Industries, and I just wanted to go on record and let you know our board of directors looked at this in September when it came out of the interim committee. I served on that, and we had full support for it. Very briefly on the allocation system, we looked at that. I agree with Mr. Kalinowski. It's an arbitrary decision, but we're out there looking at bridges that are being closed with 20,000-pound weight limits, highways that are being restricted, That restricts our ability to move products down the road, and we think while the study's being done to determine how that should be accurately distributed, we think this is the best way to go, get the money out there, and let's start fixing the roads and the bridges in the local areas, and especially the counties is our highest concern right now. So we support the bill.
Madam Chair.
Representative McCracken?
Just in the counties that that I've traveled in, you know, extensively, and those are timber counties. My observation that a lot of the road fund goes to maintaining access to the forest. It really does. And maybe the kinds of highways that the Representative Schoon is traveling on are not through those forested areas. So do you see these additional revenues going to continue to supplement the federal funding for those roads in the forest? Is that what you think will happen with the county share of these funds, should we pass it on?
I guess I'm hard put to answer that. I think they'll be used in those roads that have the most severe problems. I think that's the priority system. Our strongest concern is actually bridges in counties, county bridges. There have been a number of counties. Columbia put some restrictions on three bridges. Lane County had a bridge or two that they restricted for 20,000 pound weight limits, and that severely restricts our ability to move products.
Madam Chair, just one more.
Representative McCracken?
I can understand the relationship between the federal forest dollars going towards improvement in having access to those forested areas for multiple uses, in logging included. But I'm not so sure that we need to put state funds into that system. It seems to me the federal funds are adequate. How do you respond to the philosophy and the factual nature of that statement?
You would like to restrict these funds to roads other than those accessing the federal forests?
Let's try that.
I guess I would imagine that the counties, and I don't think I would want to see the counties' hands tied in that matter. I think they ought to have the flexibility to use them where they think at the county level they're most needed.
Madam Chair.
Representative McCracken, are you through?
Well, as far as I can go, it's
Representative Hugo and then Representative Trejo.
Now, would you refresh my memory? What was the AOI position on raising the passenger license plate from $10 to $20 with money being allocated to bridge repair?
We didn't get involved in that issue.
Representative Trejo?
Mr. Wilson, we've heard substantial testimony from a lot of the log truckers that they, in fact, can't afford the additional tax increase. Is that a different group than you represent? Why do we hear you folks saying, well, this is wonderful because their bridges are being shut down, when we're hearing those smaller operators saying, we just can't afford to pay the price? Can you help me with that?
I think it's something in the forest industry side that was a strong consideration. Do we want to have this extra tax? But as I say, on the other side, a number of our companies have looked at the condition of those county roads and bridges, and in some cases, they have had to use new routes around bridges that were limited to 20,000 pounds, which creates additional costs for companies. A number of them are concerned about damages to their trucks, and there are costs on that side as well. And I guess our members just looked at those two sides, and they think you need a good highway and road system if you're going to operate in this state. And sure, they're concerned about the cost, but there are also costs on the other side.
Any other questions or comments? Thanks, Al. Appreciate you being here. We'll close the hearing on House Bill 2266 and open the hearing on H.J.R. 26 and House Bill 2866. Representing Markham and Representing Anderson.
Madam Chairman?
Representing Stone.
I thought our colleagues were coming down to defend their county.
We've been talking a lot about Douglas County. I'm just waiting you to come in.
We're in a little bind.
Where is it? You don't need Fred Meyer or UPS or anybody else. They don't need that.
Have a little order here.
That's what I'm
saying. No respect.
Whether it's true, I'm
would the Republicans come to order?
To listen to the Republicans.
Can I stay out of order?
Well, we'll take care of you later. Thank you for coming. We're sorry we're out this late.
Madam Chairman and members of the House Revenue Committee, good morning. Bill Markham, District 46, Douglas, Josephine, Jackson Counties. I have with me Representative Anderson from Douglas County. And before I even start my short pitch, let me declare a conflict of interest on these bills, because I'm old enough to qualify. And I'm going to ramble just a little bit, and I'd like to discuss them both in the same context as what they amount to. First, let me say this. There are 451,000 persons in Oregon who are over the age of 60. In Oregon, 227,000 individuals belong to the AARP, American Association of Retired People, including myself.
How many?
227,000. And it's the AARP is the largest membership organization of older Americans in the country, I might add. Well, with that preface, let me say first that regarding these two bills, which frankly would prohibit Oregon.
Madam Chair.
Make it public, excuse me.
I know AARP doesn't take positions on races. Do they take positions on issues?
Well, I'm sure they do.
Are you speaking officially on behalf of AARP?
We have so many parents trying to testify.
Would you like me to read their priorities? I have a whole list of them.
Another time.
They'll be glad to pass these out later. But let me say that the two bills, the one bill, statutory change, would frankly tell the people of Oregon between now and next primary election that we don't intend to tax their Social Security benefits. And then the constitutional change would give them a chance to vote it in, which I'm 110% sure they would, the public would. So, briefly, people pay income tax on their own Social Security contributions at the time of earning. If Oregon, the state, were to tax Oregonians on the receipt of Social Security, it would end up being a form of double taxation. And the second feature that really got me interested in this was when I was reading Proposition 2, which incidentally I opposed. I liken it to taking out your appendix with a chainsaw. And it was probably defeated. But Ray Phillips, who's a friend of mine, held in there to as a sweetener, as a feather in his cap, to draw people out to vote that we would make damn sure that the state of Oregon doesn't tax your Social Security benefits. And I thought maybe we'd pull that little feather if enough people felt that way. And I think it should pass or fail on its merits, is what I'm saying. Today, you're taxed, the state withholds 6.7% of your payroll, and they match it with another 7%. And that's what goes into the Social Security fund. But the 6.7 they withhold from your salary, you pay income tax on, both to the Fed and the state, if my theory is correct. I did put together a couple of notes here. House Bill 2866 and HGR 26 would prohibit the state from taxing Social Security and railroad benefits, which were earned years ago, and very often are the sole way the retired worker makes the ends meet. They pay their share of the taxes when they earn it and were taken out. I'm not going to ramble because I'm not reading this properly. Let me finish with one final thing here. As many as 29 states may follow the federal lead in collecting new taxes if half of the Social Security income of middle and upper income retirees. A survey made by the American Association of Retired People found that the District of Columbia and more than half the states have not taken action to change state laws which would exempt their residents from state levies. In most of the 29 states, the tax would come automatically under state conformity laws which require them to follow the federal tax guidelines. However, seven states have specifically excluded Social Security from taxation, and I can name those are Alabama, Arkansas, Maryland, Mississippi, New Jersey, North Carolina, and Virginia. Exemption legislation is pending elsewhere, and the AARP and other senior citizen groups are organizing lobbying efforts in state capitals to exempt for these exemption bills. The Social Security Administration confirms that where a state uses a federal adjusted gross income from the federal tax return, they would be including Social Security benefits in taxable income. There is time for state legislatures to act. The law is effective in 1984 and does not affect the returns due in April. Well, I'm getting myself confused in the dates, but I think you folks understand the thrust of my two bills are. I think the message we could take home to our folks, and hopefully you can see fit to help out on this these two issues.
Representative Malcolm, you explicitly said that we do pay already on contributions to Social Security. Is that also true of retirement railroad?
Yes.
I'm not an expert on that Railroad Retirement Act, but they were excluded when Social Security was started back in the 30s because of their type of retirement through Congress, and that's the best I can do in that area.
That fund is held by the federal government, and they're thinking about giving that retirement responsibility to the state because the fund is defunct. There is no money in it.
Nice of them.
So I thought you should be aware of that.
Madam Chair.
Representative Hugo.
Representative Mark, I'd like to take this opportunity to make an observation, and that is that this side of the committee is the income tax subcommittee that is considering the reconnect to the federal code. And I think by latest count, we have something like 192 elements in that federal code to decide whether or not we're going to reconnect, one of them being Social Security, obviously. The point I'd like to make is that with all the discussion of the sales tax, that reconnect costs will have a $60 million
$60 million
yeah. price tag on it. The observation I'd like to make to you and to others in the room right now is as we're going through those deliberations, this room is empty.
That what?
This room is empty when we have those hearings, and we've had I don't know how many hearings on it. So as everyone's getting concerned about sales tax, we're making those decisions on the 192 different elements of that reconnect, and no one in the building seems to care. I just thought I'd make an observation.
I care.
You are carrying the bill. I appreciate that.
Are you considering under House Bill 2011?
Yes.
The governor's reconnect bill?
That's the vehicle we're using.
There's actually about three bills plus some other work.
I thought, if I may, and then I'll shut up, it would be kind of fun to have a couple of these individual bills to take home. in companionship with the sales tax.
Andy, let me ask you a question. Are there no other questions of Representative Markham? Would you like to come back when you have more time, or did you need much time?
Madam Chair, I can say it all in 20 seconds.
Me too.
First of all, me too. Representative Anderson, District 45. All during my last re-election campaign, featured, and I promise I will never tax your Social Security. And I guess this effort is a fulfilling on that campaign promise, and I would urge the committee to give greatest consideration to both these.
And if I may, I'd like to draw attention to about 50 co-sponsors on there.
Who knows your efforts on getting co-sponsors? Representative Hostica and then Representative
Trey. Yeah, I would, since the representatives draw our attention to that. I'm wondering why a majority of this committee wasn't co-sponsoring this bill.
Hindsight.
I'm sure Representative Hostico, if and when this gets on the floor, we can go for unanimous consent to add or subtract whoever feels it.
I would not oppose that.
Representative Trahan.
Oh, Representative Anderson made a comment. I think it's important. Have you heard any discussion of anyone in this body that's interested in taxing Social Security?
Don't tell them that.
Representative,
name names.
Trahan, I think the only person that might have been interested is not with us anymore.
Are there any other questions? Comments? I hate to mention comments. We appreciate your bringing this to our attention. I'm sure we'll have another hearing because we didn't get to Ivan and Bob. Can you come back?
You know where we stand, though. I mean, it's no secret.
Oh, we have no idea. Thank you both. Thanks, Jerry.
You give each about 30 seconds to even have.
Well, I think.